Our next plugin is called the WP Supercache, and what that does is it speeds up the loading of your website for visitors that have gone into your site and then returned to your website. Instead of them having to load the site again and again, some of the most important files, some of the heavy files like the graphics, the images there, this plugin is going to save a local copy of that on your visitor's machine. That way, it's going to consume less resources from your server, which is HostGator. Although HostGator does offer you unlimited bandwidth, unlimited disk space, it doesn't offer you an unlimited amount of processing power, because especially in the shared hosting, you're only allowed to consume as much as 25% of the processing power of the server or the computer on which they hosted your website on. Now, at the start, for a couple of months probably, you won't have to worry about that. But if your website is getting in the level of hundreds of thousands of traffic, or if you have a website with 10,000s of traffic, and then you have several of them on the same hosting account, that's gonna start to take its toll on the processing ability of your server. And normally, if you want to expand on that, you can buy a more expensive server, like a dedicated server, but that's going to cost you significantly much more. So if you don't want to go to that level yet, especially if you're still starting, it's a good idea to install this WP Supercache plugin to really maximize the capacity of your hosting account. So let's upload that plugin. There's a couple of settings here, and all you have to do is just turn it on. And basically, you can just leave everything as default and just save the change that you made. So that's it for the WP Supercache plugin. Hey guys, if you like this video, please leave a comment on the video page and visit our website, www.internetmarketing-alchemy.com, for more useful tutorial videos.